it's affecting their work-life balance because they can't be, they're contactable since COVID, when teachers' numbers, emails were circulated to students, and that was absolutely necessary at that time to keep the schools open and have teachers able to support students in their teaching and learning. That was necessary. However, the legacy of that is that parents, students still feel that they're entitled to contact teachers right up to 12 o'clock at night. We have incidents of teachers getting phone calls, communications, emails from students, from parents up to midnight. Now, is that really acceptable? Like an accountant wouldn't be contactable after 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. A solicitor wouldn't be contactable after 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. Some teachers have reported that they're not doing their shopping now in their local supermarket because there is a danger that a student will be videoing them as they're doing their shopping. It's a total invasion of privacy, and it must be addressed, and it must be addressed by management in schools expeditiously.
So it would be up to the management, because people are kind of wondering, how can we combat this situation teachers are finding themselves in? That is a kind of a public appeal to parents to hope they can listen, or is it hopefully management can figure out a way around it?
Well, it's actually both because management in their own schools need to do it, but the problem is some of the posts are anonymous, so you can't identify the poster. So that's a difficulty. That's a problem. It was also reported that while a high percentage of the bullying was carried out by students, in fact, 20% of it was perpetrated by parents. Now, that's alarming. That's really alarming. What example are parents giving to their students? If parents feel that they have a right to teacher bash, for want of better terminology, then it just follows that students won't have the respect for teachers if their parents don't have it.